Morning showers with some afternoon clearing for today. Currently sitting at 50 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. We have more information this morning on the deaths of a mother and son in Santa Rosa back on March 6th. The Santa Rosa Police Department has released their names and some preliminary information on the cause of death. The mother has been identified as 54-year-old Cynthia Salcido Fimbres and her son as 10-year-old Maximus Monroy. While the final coroner's report is pending, Fimbres died of self-inflicted cutting wounds. There were no physical injuries on Monroy. Traffic was a mess on southbound Highway 101 yesterday when a chase between sheriff's deputies and a white Kia ended in a crash just shy of Petaluma. The three people inside of the Kia were suspected of stealing several $1,000 from Dick's Sports in Santa Rosa. According to the sheriff's office, the car hit speeds of over 100 miles an hour before crashing into a minivan. All three suspects were arrested. There were only minor injuries in the crash. It was quite the sight Sunday morning when a Toyota 4Runner plowed into the side of a bank in Petaluma. A 51-year-old woman from Rotard Park apparently hit the wrong pedal and drove into the Bank of America building on Kentucky Street. The airbags did deploy, but she only had minor injuries. Joe Biden and Donald Trump hope to clinch their party's presidential nominations with dominant victories in several state primaries today. Georgia, Washington State, Mississippi, and Hawaii all vote today. The question is whether they will earn the necessary delegates in each state to hit the 50% national threshold necessary to become their party's presumptive nominees. Officials are investigating what caused a strong shake before a sudden plunge on a plane traveling between Australia and New Zealand. The passenger has described the wild ride with people hitting the plane's ceiling. At least 50 people were injured Monday on the Chilean plane traveling from Sydney to Auckland, New Zealand. The Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner later landed at Auckland Airport. As scheduled, it was supposed to continue on to Santiago, Chile. Following moving our clocks forward 1 hour and losing precious sleep this past weekend, a new California bill could put an end to daylight savings time in the state. Senate Bill 1413 aims to replace or repeal daylight savings time. Now, this isn't the first time California lawmakers have tried to ditch the daylight savings time practice. Proposition 7 back in 2018 allowed lawmakers to amend the time change if Congress approved it. Our KZST News Time is now 5:33.
Hi, it's Joy from Jack Smith Glass. If you feel a breeze of chilly air, but you're inside your house,
time for some new energy-efficient windows.
Good call, Miley. Milgard has a series of vinyl windows called Trinzic, an expansive glass area and a narrow frame embraces modern home design. They're perfect for new construction and as replacements.
More window area means letting in more sunshine.
And with a variety of frame colors, you have more design control. Milgard really understands what you want. The low-profile hardware, uniquely designed for this series, practically disappears from view.
And Milgard makes sliding doors, too.
Right. Thanks.
And
we also supply and install gorgeous shower enclosures and mirrors, tabletops, and glass for picture frames. Come see our showroom at 1050 North Dutton Avenue in Santa Rosa.
Free estimates, professional craftsmanship, and excellent customer service since 1962. Online at jacksmithglass.com. Mm-hmm.
Jack Smith Glass Insights. Let's sun in.
Hi, I'm Dr. John Buzza. You know I was the first to bring sedation dentistry to Sonoma County? What you may not know is that I'm one of the very few dentists that provide conscious IV sedation dentistry in the North Bay. What that means, before I start working on your teeth, I put you into a nice, comfortable slumber. There's no pain, but you can still give me feedback on how you're feeling. And when the procedure's over, you have no memory of what happened. You just took a long nap. It's a game changer for people who are fearful of dental care. Just imagine, miraculously, having the smile you've always wanted without the fear of dental pain. You won't feel a thing. If you or somebody you know would like to learn more about IV sedation dentistry, give my awesome team a call. They'll set up an appointment with me, and you can learn about what our patients are saying. You can find us and make an appointment at SantaRosaDentist.com. That's SantaRosaDentist.com.
Download the free Upside app and earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. In sports, the Warriors beat San Antonio 112-102 last night. They're off today. And Kirk Cousins is leaving the Minnesota Vikings for the Atlanta Falcons and a four-year deal worth $180 million. Your forecast today, light rain showers will continue through the morning before we see some clearing into the afternoon. Highs today should reach the low 60s. Tonight, mostly clear. There will be some patchy fog possible. Overnight lows in the 30s tomorrow, sunny and nice, mid-60s. A little breezy at times, warmer and windier on Thursday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. You can chow down on pizza this Wednesday while helping school kids across Sonoma County. 8 Mountain Mike's pizza locations will donate 20% of their proceeds to schools through the Schools Rule program. The money raised will go towards STEM programs. Full price orders only. If you use a discount card or coupon on Wednesday, those purchases will not go towards funds raised. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
100.1 KZST.
Welcome to your Tuesday here at KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is 5:40, 51 chilly degrees. Good morning.
Work in our schools and make a difference in the lives of young people. Learn more at the Sonoma County Office of Education Job Fair, Saturday morning, March 16th from 8:30 to 11:30 at 5340 Sky Lane Boulevard near the airport. Sonoma County schools need teachers, administrators, and counselors. Classified employees, including administrative assistants, IT support, and maintenance and custodial staff are also invited. For information or to register, visit sco.org. S-C-O-E.org.
The YMCA Leprechaun will bring you extra good fortune when you join the Y by March 24th. Pick a gold coin for a chance to win either a month of membership, zero join fee, or some Y swag, and much more. Discover countless opportunities to connect, get moving, and manage stress. Land and aqua classes, indoor and outdoor fitness centers, personal trainers. Something just for you or for everyone in your family. Don't wait to find your good fortune. Join the Sonoma County Family YMCA by March 24th. SCFYMCA.org.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
100.1 KZST. Well, weather-wise, look for overcast skies today. It's still drizzly outside. Temperatures heading into the low 60s. We are not quite done with those umbrellas.
I'll be your dream, I'll be your wish, I'll be your fantasy. I'll be your hope, I'll be your love, be everything that you need. I love you more with every breath, truly, madly, deeply do. I will be strong, I will be faithful, cause I'm counting on you.
Just a man. nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me. Why am I so emotional? No, it's not a good look and some self-control. And deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all.
100.1 KZST on your Tuesday. It is 5:52, 51 degrees right now in Santa Rosa. And did you know the official color of the week is green?
While Golden State Lumber and Building Materials cannot add sunshine into your forecast, they can create a comfortable family environment and protect your home. Here's Golden State's Vice President of Operations, Eric Schmies.
After this cool, wet winter and approaching summer temperatures, you may be considering new siding or improved insulation. Golden State partners with respected vendors such as James Hardy and Owens Corning. James Hardy siding is a durable, low-maintenance alternative to wood and vinyl. Owens Corning's innovative products reduce sound and provides thermal control with state-of-the-art materials. Your contractor or professional builder can get a jump on your project by requesting a quote or clicking start an order on our webpages at goldenstatelumber.com. Now in our 70th year in the Bay Area and 30 years in Sonoma County, Golden State can help you build better with our expertise, extensive inventory, and next day delivery.
Golden State truly believes when you succeed, we succeed.
Looking for bargains you can't beat? Shop the St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store, open daily from 10 to 6. Explore goods from housewares to clothing to furniture and more. Special discounts include 40% off for seniors Monday through Wednesday, military on Mondays, and SRJC and SSU students Wednesdays. Plus weekly store-wide sales for everyone Thursday through Sunday. That's St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store, 5671 Redwood Drive, Rohnert Park. Your bargain treasure hunt awaits. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
100.1 KZST. It is Tuesday. It is March 12th. It is St. Patrick's Day week. The holiday coming up on Sunday, and I've got the hot spots to celebrate around Sonoma County. A lot more going on than just green beer. But I'm sure there's a lot of that as well. We do have a large number of breweries in Sonoma County. So you probably get green beer and a whole lot more. Good morning.
just yesterday, you were a part of me. I used to stand so tall, I used to be so strong. Your arms around me tight, everything it felt so right. Unbreakable, like nothing could go wrong. Now I can't breathe, no, I can't sleep. I'm barely hanging on. Here I am, once again, I'm torn into pieces. Can't deny it, can't pretend. Just thought you were the one, broken up deep inside. But you won't get to see the tears I cry. Had these hands alive. I told you everything, opened up and let you in. You made me feel alright for once in my life. Now all that's left of me is what I pretend to be. So together but so broken up inside. Cause I can't breathe, no I can't sleep.
Morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, March 12th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 6 a.m. I'm Brent Hallen. Expect a few more morning showers before a better afternoon, currently sitting at 52 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. The CEO of the Redwood Empire Food Bank resigned last week in advance of a lawsuit filed by a former employee. According to the Press Democrat, former employee Lisa Cannon filed suit against the food bank, claiming she was a victim of sexual harassment by David Goodman and suffered sexual discrimination, failure to act on the part of the food bank, retaliation, and wrongful termination after being employed for 5 years. The food bank's board, in response to the complaint, placed Goodman on administrative leave and then subsequently